A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Daf Mem, Menachas 48, pagination is 79. We'll start from the beginning of the page, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Our topic is a linen garment regarding tzitzis. So the garment has four corners, and we're supposed to put tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. But we encounter something that seems to be a bit of a challenge in that part of tzitzis, part of the hanging of these tassels on the corners, is going to involve the tcheles, the specially dyed thread described as a blue thread, and that has to be on wool. That's the way it's done. The tcheles dye is put on a wool thread, in which case, when we put these strands through the hole of this garment, we are creating shatnez, a mixture of wool and linen. The garment is linen. The thread of tcheles, at least, has to be wool. And we end up with shatnez. Now, there is a juxtaposition in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei between the mitzvah of shatnez and the mitzvah of tzitzis. The pasuk in Perek Chaf Beis tells us, Lo silbash shatnez tzemer ufishtim yachtov. You should not wear shatnez, which is defined as wool and linen together. And then the next pasuk tells us, Gedilim ta'asa loch. You should make these fringes, these tassels, al arba kanfos kesuscha shetechaseba, when you have a four-cornered garment. So one approach, which accepts this juxtaposition, allows shatnez by tzitzis. And it's as if the pasuk told you, don't wear shatnez, except when it comes to tzitzis, there'll be a case of shatnez. Go ahead, do it. That's the case of a linen garment that you should nevertheless put the wool thread of the tcheles in there and observe the mitzvah of tzitzis. Not everybody accepts this juxtaposition comparison. In a general sense, this is the sugya of asei docha lo sase. Can a positive command, in this case, to wear tzitzis, push away a violation, the prohibition to wear shatnez? And how does that play out? So our Gemara spends upwards of an amud on the discussion of how to handle a linen garment. Let's look at the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Sadin b'tzitzis, a linen wrap regarding tzitzis. You wrap yourself in this garment. Beishamai potun uveshilel machayvin, beishamai absolve, and beishilel obligate. V'halacha k'divrei beishilel, and the halacha follows beishilel. Omer Rabbi Eliezer b'Rab Tzaduk.
A person who would do techeles in Yerushalayim, according to their local custom, it would be a wonderment, an astonishment. You don't do techeles. If you have a linen garment, you simply affix linen thread, linen tzitzis to it. You don't get involved with techeles that would involve wool, even though one can say, perhaps, that there is this juxtaposition and you're allowed to do it. But that wasn't the practice that was observed. Omar Rebbe, imkein lama asrua. So why is it forbidden? Lefisha'in bikiyim, because people are not experts. They're not knowledgeable in the difference that tzitzis allows shatnez because of this special comparison of shatnez to tzitzis, including tcheles, and other cases of shatnez. And it'll just confuse people to allow tcheles in a linen garment.
Amale Rava bar Rav Chana l'Rava. The question was asked, V'limru be'asara, why don't you take 10 people, all wearing linen garments with techeles, v'nafka l'shuka, let them go out to the marketplace, u'mefarsim b'lemilsa, and that'll make quite a statement that indeed, by tzitzis, it's permitted. So it'll make a bit of a ruckus. People will be surprised, but they'll understand that tzitzis is different. Answers the Gemara, kol shekein demitamo ilan. People are going to be in total astonishment that great people are wearing shatnas in tzitzis, no less. Artsko uses the word in the footnote, baffled. You always have, when you make a statement, whether you're going to overcome the resistance, because you made a real strong statement, like 10 people going out, or the resistance and the confusion is so much, people are clueless, that making the statement will just cause it to be worse. They'll just get more confused. Oh, now shatnez is mutter. V'lidrusha bepirka, so why don't you preach it in the study session, public study session, you'll straighten people out. That's an educational moment. And the Gemara develops this on many levels with different considerations, and it's worth contemplating each one of these steps that the Gemara considers either a valid answer or not a valid answer. V'lidrusha bepirka seems to be an accepted answer because the Gemara branches off to a totally different problem. The Gemara responds, Gezeira Mishem Kalo Ilan, we're worried about the Techeles look-alike. Artsko translates it indigo. The Techeles look-alike is not going to be the mitzvah of Techeles. And therefore, you introduced a wool thread dyed by a look-alike into linen garment that's going to be shatnez without the mitzvah of tcheles making it good. And asks the Gemara, v'lo yehei ela lavan, it shouldn't be worse than a plain white thread, and we allowed shatnez by tzitzis. And the Gemara reinforces what I think we're thinking, kevin de'efsha b'minon lo, since if you're not doing tcheles anyway, you could do white linen thread. Why are you doing wool? The only time that the mitzvah of shatnez is going to be pushed away by the mitzvah of tzitzis is if you're doing the mitzvah that can only be done in this way. But if you're not doing the mitzvah of tcheles anyway, so then you don't need wool thread. So then use thread that won't be shatnez. Kidreish Lakish, as Reish Lakish taught, Damarish Lakish, Kamakam Shatamotse, Asse, Velosase, you find a mitzvah sase, and you find a mitzvah losase. Imata Yachalakayim is Shneya Mutov. If you could fulfill them both, that's the best way to go. V'imlav, it's only when you can't, Yavo Asse, V'yetches, Losase, that the Asse pushes away the Losase. So if you're not doing Techeles anyway, then you're supposed to do linen, and if you do the Techeles look-alike on a wool thread, it's going to be shatnez. And that's what they were worried about, so they didn't want you doing techeles on a linen garment. Asks the Gemara, v'liv dekua, why don't we check the look of this techeles appearance and see if it's real, so then you should be allowed to do it. If it's not real, you're not allowed to do it. And it's interesting that the Gemara seems to accept that on some level, and continues. Elegzeira mishum te'ima. We're worried when you dye this wool thread with techeles, and then you're going to proceed and do shatnez, but the shatnez is allowed because it's techeles. We're worried that that blue thread of techeles was not dyed lishma. It wasn't dyed for the mitzvah of tzitzis. It was dyed as a test. It's a swatch that was used to test the dye. And if that was true, then it was not done lishma, then it's not going to be the mitzvah of techeles, and you end up with the equivalent of a plain white wool thread in a linen garment. So we're worried about te'ima, the test. V'lichtiva adiski, so why don't we write letters to all of the dying plants and remind them, let them know that testing doesn't constitute valid techeles, and they'll be careful not to allow such things into the techeles supply. Asks the Gemara adiski lekem v'lismach, you're going to rely on letters? Omar Rava, Rava says, one second, of course we should rely on letters. Hashtachamet bepesach v'yom ha-kippurim dekare samchinen adiski, regarding which day is Rosh Chodesh and its ramification of chametz on Pesach and which day to fast for Yom Kippur, we rely on letters. Hacha da'asei ba'alma, this is just a mitzvah sa'asei, the correct way to do tzitzis, an issue of shatnez, lokol shekein, shouldn't we rely on letters? Ela amar Rava, Rava explained, Hamilsa amri ve'itma b'ma'arava mishum d'rebzeira kavosi, the statement that should be focused on as the explanation for why we don't do techeles by a linen garment, shema yikra sadino besoch gimel, we're worried that the garment will rip in that area where the tzitzis are supposed to be affixed, v'yitfarenu, and he's going to sew it in place, and he's going to leave one of the strings dangling. It'll be a linen thread. V'atora omra tasav lomena osui. And if you use that linen thread that was dangling, which was not affixed there for the purpose of tzitzis, it just ends up being there, that's not the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis has to be done, and not just happens to be there. And therefore that thread would make it invalid tzitzis, and therefore blending the wool and the linen, which is what happens if you introduce techeles, is going to create shatnez. The obvious question here is, hey, that garment, if you worried about that, is going to be posel as tzitzis, even if it's a wool garment. And the answer seems to be, they were worried about shatnez, which is a prohibition, and they were not worried about invalid tzitzis in this, I guess, somewhat unlikely event. And therefore, they allowed, obviously, wool garments continued to be allowed, not assering all garments, but when it came to shatnez, they stepped in and didn't want us to do that. Shara Reb Zeira l'sadine, and indeed, Reb Zeira undid the techeles that was in his linen garment. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.